Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Vlog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. This podcast is brought to you by iGeeks Media and is available across every streaming platform of your choice. I'm your host Harshanki, a marketing enthusiast who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple content quite literally. Well, I know you might be a little surprised to see me on a non-posting day. I mean, you're used to expecting episodes from us every Tuesday. But I had to do this today because one of my colleagues came to me and I was amazed at what's going on Twitter, okay? Apparently, Justin, the Mac guy, is now the PC guy and Intel has pulled up some really interesting crap the last week. It has come up with a series of desperate advertisements. Twitter has gone crazy. I mean, you search for the hashtags Intel versus Mac and oh my god, the kind of memes that I've been getting. It kept me awake for long last night, you know what I mean? I was just going through them. But what are these ads and why did Intel create these ads? So like, without wasting much of it of my time and of your time, of course, I thought who would be the best person to discuss it with? I'm like, I want to see these ads and have a review. So, you know, I thought, why not make a reaction audio out of it and why not share it with you guys and have like a live opinion? Since I'm yet to see these ads, I would really like to see why is the world going gaga about these advertisements and what Intel has actually done to look so desperate. I mean, so yeah, let's just start. And I am glad to have you all in the bonus episode of the iGeeks Vlog Show. I really appreciate the fact that you guys just hopped in and are connecting with me so I can discuss the advertisements and share my point of view. But don't forget to connect with us on Clubhouse as well. I'm available on Clubhouse as Harshanki. And please do follow, like, subscribe us on every streaming platform because we're new in the audio industry and we really need your support. You can also connect with us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. We're available as iGeeksVlog. Okay, so I'm gonna search for Justin Gets Roll on YouTube and let's see the videos. Oh wow, there are like 5 videos I see. Touchscreens, 2-in-1 flexibility, 3 monitors, PC gaming, and having choices. This title sounds intriguing. I guess I'm gonna watch this one first. Okay, Justin, show me why did you become the Mac guy again? Oh my god. This is confusing, right? Okay, Justin, show me why did you become the Intel guy? Let's see what you got.
Hello, I'm a Justin. Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on.
These are all PCs? Let's see over here.
So these are the newer Macs?
Yeah.
Okay, so gray and grayer.
Oh, okay, wait. No. I have to see this again. The first time the person says that, mentions about the face unlock, right? Did he just point out a flaw that Apple doesn't have, like that the MacBooks don't have? And who was the person who said, yeah, did you guys hear it as well or was it just me? Yeah, Harshanki, don't worry. Let's just play it again. Yeah.
Hello, I'm a Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on.
These are all PCs?
Yeah, right. Says the actor who has worked for MacBook for so long.
Let's see over here.
So these are the newer Macs?
Yeah.
Okay, so gray and grayer.
Oh my god. Oh my god, can someone help me understand how does Acer's face unlock, how is that even connected to Intel? Isn't it the company manufacturing the laptops giving us this facility? How is it even connected to Intel? And what's this comparison about? Oh, see, this is what I was talking about. There's someone who said yeah. Okay, who said yes? The cameraman? you claim yourself to be a real person doing real advertisements, and then the cameraman just comes and say, yeah, this is the Mac, yeah? Okay, Justin, I see what you're doing there.
Okay, so gray and grayer.
Gray and grayer? Dude, we like gray. We like matte. Okay, it's 2021. Every person in the world has got their shades of gray. No one is white or black. What is this comparison about? Anyway, okay. Even if Justin is complaining about the colors being gray and grayer, could you please help me understand which of the Intel laptops does Intel have in contribution this deciding the colors? Doesn't quite line up. Like, it just doesn't line up. Oh my god. Just one ad and it looks so pretentious. It is. First of all, he just enters in a room with the best laptops available in the market. A lot of Windows laptops. Second, he has two Macs there, probably the M1 Macs. And then he comes up with all these fake scenarios. He talks about having more options. He talks about having a face unlock. See, I agree to you that MacBooks should have face unlock and that feature is missing. But still, how is that connected to Intel? I don't understand, buddy. What else? Yes. I'll have to. Yeah, the limited options. Well, Apple has always been a limited supply of colors, and I don't think anyone has ever complained about that. I mean, we thoroughly enjoy, and we really enjoy the colors that Apple has been giving us for this long. So that is not a problem. Fake, super fake, super pretentious. And this is like, you are trying to portray yourself as a better person, and I don't even know why. Wow. And this was just the first video entitled Having Choices. Funny, right? Okay, I'm going to go to the next video real quick. If the first video is this funny and cringy. Why such a cringy content? Let's see what the other videos have. Hopefully, they'll be better than this video, right? I mean, Intel can possibly not do that. Who's handling Intel's marketing campaigns? Who's deciding these campaigns? Like a group of interns? Some college students experiencing with the content. Oh my god. Let's look for the flexibility video. Okay, Justin, the real person doing real comparisons. Here we come.
Hello, I'm a Justin. Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on. Okay, PC. It's a laptop. Tablet. Laptop. Tablet, laptop, that's cool. Oh, and there's Intel, nice. Okay, and now I got a laptop, and it's just a laptop. Oh, I'll also have to get a tablet, I guess. And a keypad. Oh, and a stylus. And a dongle?
What's so nice about that? No, I mean, for real, what's so nice about that? And you're taking the Lenovo Yoga 9i for the comparison, which is literally the best two-in-one laptops available in the market. And you're comparing it with a MacBook, which is not a combination of laptop and like an iPad and a keyboard, I believe. And it is not a flexible laptop. If you have to make this comparison, then compare a MacBook with some other laptop which can be compared to this. I mean, Apple is not in the flexibility category. It is not making this 360-degree rotatable laptops. And how can you compare? Oh God, too much negativity. My friend, if you want a flexible laptop, then go for the Lenovo thingy, right? But if you want like a MacBook, and if you want an iPad, then you have to go for an iPad. How difficult is that to understand? What are we even trying to compare here? And I'm still not getting answers to my first question, that why Intel has to, like, what role does Intel have here in making the Lenovo laptop flexible? It is Lenovo who's doing all the work, right? What role does Intel actually play here? Even if that, don't you have dongles for like the Windows laptops as well? We use dongles in the Windows laptop also. I guess we use dongles in the Windows laptops too. Stylus, that is a personal choice to have. You can either use it or you cannot use it. It's completely your choice and it completely depends on you. But there's one thing that I found really funny is that why is Intel acting so desperate? And on what basis is Intel trying to prove that, yeah, ain't no person can beat me because I'm like the best out there? Does Intel think that the silicon chip MacBooks are going to be a potential threat to them? We'll discuss more on this later. I don't want to have like concrete opinions just yet. So we'll discuss more on this later. But we have three more videos to watch. So I guess I'm going to go there and play the third video. All right, Justin, what have you got? Justin gets real touchscreen. With the Asus ZenBook Duo 14, you'll forget the touch bar was ever a thing. And let's be real, with a full touchscreen, you'll never go back. Go PC! Okay, Justin, nice description. Let's see what you got.
Hello, I'm a Justin. Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on.
Okay, PC. Oh, cool, this whole thing's a touchscreen. And there's another one too, wow.
All right, and now for Mac.
Let's see. Oh, you've got a little bar here. Little baby one.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Oh, where's the mute button?
Here's what I found on how to cook mutton.
Oh no, I don't want to cook mutton. What even is mutton?
Wow. Simply, wow. Mac doesn't have that screen, agreed. But yeah, I mean, I guess I should watch all the videos at once and then come to a conclusion because I cannot help but just point out one thing that Intel is trying to bring out the deficiencies that a MacBook has and pointing them out in other laptops that the PC world has, that Intel powered chips have. In this case, it is pointing out a laptop with touchscreen. My friend, if you don't remember, MacBooks have been blessed with a touch bar for a really long time now. And we have not really complained about not having a touchscreen on a MacBook. If you want a touchscreen, then go for an iPad and a Magic Keyboard. Duh. Also, friends, guys, did you notice that every video has this one really funny thing going on that he turns the laptop around. And he sees this Intel badge on it. And he goes like, wow, Intel. What's so amusing about that? Have you like never seen Intel chips before? Have you like never seen Intel badges before? Oh my God. Too much cringe here. Don't worry, Harshanki, we're done with three videos. We just have two more videos to watch and we'll be done. Let's see. Three monitors. Yay, three monitors. I'm excited. Let's see them. Sometimes the difference really is that obvious. PC lets you plug in three extra monitors in brilliant 4K. Go PC with the Dell XPS 13.
So with the PC, I can plug in up to three monitors at the same time, but with Mac, I can plug in one. Okay. Yeah. But one's better than none.
Wow, Intel. Really that desperate, yeah? How can you be this desperate? That is a little too desperate, isn't it? If you want a display with multiple PCs, then why don't you go for a Mac Mini? I believe Mac Mini, like I'm not that tech geek of a person, but Mac Mini has got a lot of the USB holders, right? So just go for that and get your multi PC thingy sorted. Or install, I mean, yeah, wouldn't that be an easier thing to do? I'll have to confirm, but I believe that is like a more easier thing to do and an easier approach to follow. Not just that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Apple the one to provide solution with the USB-C thing? Wasn't Apple the one who came up with USB-C and like gave support to almost everyone out there by like easing out the problem? I don't know what has gotten into Intel or what was Intel even drunk on. I guess we have one more ad left to see. Or we have two more. Yes, we have one more ad left to see. Thank God it's the last ad. Let's play it. Justin gets role, PC gaming, Intel. Level up with the MSI Gaming Stealth 15M and get hundreds of gaming titles that aren't compatible on Mac. Level up. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. Okay, Justin, here we come.
Hello, I'm a Justin. Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on. Oh, so you're a PC gamer?
Sup.
Sup with you. You're doing all this gaming on a laptop then?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, and do we have a Mac gamer?
No one really games on a Mac.
I know.
A gaming PC, really? Dude, when has Apple ever promoted itself as a gaming PC? I mean, yeah, I'll have to give you guys for this one, but no one really plays games on Mac. Of course, we've had like good variants of iMac now, but they're not meant for gaming. They're meant for content creators. They're meant for bloggers, they're meant for production departments like video productions, audio productions, things like this. Apple PCs or MacBooks have never been designed to play games. So, I mean, what are you even trying to portray here? And, like, out of all the ads I've seen, Justin, this is really, like, a good ad. So, I'll have to give you for this ad. But the rest four ads were, like, super cringy and super, super, super annoying. I really don't know what to say. It hurts. It hurts my soul to the core that an entire marketing department has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to create ad campaigns which look like this. I have a few questions in mind that I'd like to have an open discussion about. The first question. Aren't Intel-based laptops already ruling the market? Despite of Apple coming with M1-based silicon chips for their new MacBooks, didn't they say they're going to take like 2 to 3 years to carry forward the transition? And even today, a lot of tech professionals out there are recommending the use of Apple with Intel chip than Apple with M1 chip. So what is this fuss about? Did like Intel really get scared of a potential competitor? Or like it didn't really want to wait for M1 to emerge? Or has it like, I mean, when the world has not really accepted the fact that M1 chip ones are like more powerful gadgets than the Intel ones, why is it that Intel is accepting it? It is like Intel... This tactic, this strategy of Intel has completely backfired because Intel is putting this fact out there that yes, we consider you as competitors, but hey, look, we are better than you. Oh my God, Intel. This is like a desperate ex-lover, you know. The second point, which I've discussed it like 5 times now, so I don't think I need to like say it out loud. But the second point is that None of the features, okay, like honestly, none of the features in any of the videos have depicted something that Intel has an active role in. All those features are connected to the companies that are manufacturing those laptops and really have like no association to the processor chip. Another point, Intel has pointed out the flaws which have been out there and open for years now, like literally for years now, and made an advertisement against that. If you really have to do an advertisement, then why not test the speed? Why not have like a performance test of M1-based MacBook and an Intel-based MacBook or any other Intel-based gadget for that matter? Now, wouldn't that be a better thingy? Right? This time, Intel has really disappointed with the kind of ads that it has come out with. Yeah, I mean, they... Remember the Mac versus PC commercials? They used to be like super funny when they were released for the first time in the early 2000s. Oh my God, the sheer comparisons. It was like so funny. And I used to enjoy those ad commercials, like the Mac versus PC commercials and the Burger King versus McDonald's commercials. Like, they even exist today, but this is like the fun banter going on, like a healthy in a healthy, funny manner. They've been doing a lot of things, which is enjoying, which is entertaining. And it also brings out a healthy competition. When you look at the older Mac versus PC commercials or the McDonald's versus Burger King commercial, it brings out that vibe, you know, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. But when you talk about this Mac versus PC shit that Intel pulled up just now, it's shit. I mean, I don't think I have a better word to replace it with. It's shit. But what was Intel thinking when it came up with ads? Okay, maybe Intel was thinking that hiring Justin could give them an upper hand because Justin has always, like, imagine, like, oh my God, what a genius idea that Justin has always been like a Mac person. So how about we hire Justin? Make him compare a MacBook with any Intel-based PC and be proud of it. Who in the world would think of an idea like that? How brilliant is this idea? Like, a huge round of applause to Intel's entire marketing team to coming up with an idea like this. Wow. Genius. Marketing genius. Marketing fail. You know, do you see, remember those videos that you come across on TikTok or maybe YouTube that epic marketing fails? This is going to be one of them ads. Not now, but for years to come. A surprising fact that I'd want you to know, since we're talking about Justin and all the previous PC versus Mac commercials. I stumbled across this interview by actor Justin Long that we saw in this current videos. In that video, he mentions that most of the funny Mac versus PC commercials were never aired. According to him, about 300 Get a Mac commercials were shot, but only 66 of them were aired between May 2006 and October 2009. You know why? Because, take a guess. Like, help me take a guess on this. The notorious perfectionist Mr. Steve Jobs himself wasn't satisfied with the ad. Steve Jobs said that he preferred the ads when they were not super funny because he thought it would detract from the point of the commercial. Like, he thought if the people were too focused on the humor on it, it would lose sight of the product and the sales would decrease. Oh, Mr. Jobs, you were wrong on this. We want to see those 300 commercials. We really want to see those funny ads. And guess what? Despite of 300 commercials being shot and only 66 of them were aired, this ad campaign was labeled as the best campaign of the decade by a lot of companies. Lot of companies out there. I remember Adweek. Adweek especially had labeled it as the best advertising campaign of the decade. I really wish there is some way to see those 300 commercials. I mean, if we found these funny, there were more funny commercials that are lying in the trash somewhere. If you guys know how to see those commercials or if you work with Apple and have a way to like see them, please share it with me, guys. I'd love, love, love to have a good laugh on them. Well, okay, this brings me to the end of the episode, and this was my two cents on the Intel versus Mac feud that has been going on. Clearly, Intel has tried to act a little too desperate and thought that it can catch on to the vibe of the commercials that were aired in the last decade. But the marketing guys or the copywriters and even the production department did not do a really good job. They could have been scripted better. It's not that the ads are completely bad. I really found the PC gaming ad funny. Also, hiring Justin Long as the PC guy. It's not a bold move, to be honest. It is like a well-thought move, a well-calculated move. But again, anyone could have executed that. So something better could have come up. Yeah, these are the only good points I could find in the ads. And if, like, Intel guys, if you're listening and if you want to come up with ads like this, please conceptualize them a little better. Being a marketer, it hurts me so much that a company of this scale has messed up the ads real bad. What are your thoughts on the ongoing feud? Connect with me on Clubhouse or Instagram and share your thoughts with me on this. I'd love to have a one-on-one discussion about the same with my audience. Okay, that's all from my side. I'm Harshanki signing off. Thank you for tuning in to the bonus episode of the iGeeks Blog Show. Do not forget to like, share, follow, subscribe to the iGeeks Blog Show on whatever streaming platform you're listening us to. Please do connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. We're available as iGeeks Blog. And if you want to connect with me, you can either ping me on LinkedIn or connect with me on Clubhouse or Instagram as Harshanki. And I will see you on the usual day, usual time with the next episode of the iGeeks Blog Show. Till then, stay safe, stay connected and keep following Apple Trends.